祷告乃是宇宙最大的力量。
Prayer is the biggest power in the entire universe.
叫我们能够推动那推动一切的手。
That it moves the hand that moves all things.
要我们里面的基督祷告天上的基督。
As long as the Christ in us prays to the Christ in heaven.
然后将他的旨意从天上能够带到地上。
And bring down his heavenly will on earth.
我们一起来读提摩太前书第二章第一节到第三节。
Let us read together 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good.And pleases God our Savior.
保罗在这里劝提摩太。
Here, Paul is urging Timothy.
第一，要为万人祷告。
That first of all, he should pray for all men.
我早间我们在这里交通，第一，要为万人祷告。
So this is our theme today. First of all, pray for all the men.
我们不是好像用尽了我们的方法，好像走投无路了，没办法了，我们才来到神的面前。
We don't pray just because we have run out all the methods and means.
乃是我们首先是需要来祷告。
But instead, the first step is to pray.
我们在马太福音第六章第九节和第十节，我们看见主教导我们如何祷告。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9,We saw how the Lord taught us how to pray.
我们一起来读一下。
Let us read it together.
两节。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
很多时候我们说今天神的儿女在地上，但是我们却不属于这个世界。
And many times we regarded that we children of God living on earth but do not belong to this earth.
我们心向往那天上的事情。
And our heart longs for things of heaven.
我们祷告主啊，愿你快来。
And we pray like, Lord, may you come back quickly.
但是我们看见主在这里，他教导我们如何的祷告。
And you hear, you see here how the Lord taught us how to pray.
有一些地方讲说这是主祷文。
And some may frame this as the Lord's prayer.
但是我们知道这一段是主在教导我们如何来祷告。
Actually, this is the Lord taught us how to pray.
是的，我们渴望天上的事情。
Yes, we long for things of heaven.
我们渴望主的再来。
Yes, we long for his return.
这是神儿女，我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
And that is the indeed the hope of glory for us.
但是我们看见主在这里教导我们怎么来祷告。
But at the same time, we see the Lord is teaching us how to pray.
愿人都尊他的名为圣。
Oh, hallowed be thy name.
愿他的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
是的，我们要祷告天上的事。
Yes, we do pray for things of heaven.
但是神叫我们祷告，叫他的国度是从天能够降到地上来。
But God is teaching us to, through prayer, to bring his kingdom from heaven to earth.
叫神的国在地上能够彰显出来。
So the kingdom of God can be seen on earth.
叫他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
是的，天何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
Yes, it is so precious and important to have heaven.
但是天控制我们今天在地上的生活。
And that heaven should control how we live on earth today.
早间我们一起来看保罗他怎么样劝提摩太。
So this morning we want to see how Paul urged or advised Timothy.
第一要为万人祷告。
He said, first of all, pray for everyone.
第一个是我们要来到神的面前来祷告。
So the first important thing is to come to the presence of God and pray.
这是一个最重要的事情。
And to Paul, that it was the most important thing.
今天靠我们自己，我们知道我们离了主什么都不能做。
And we all know clearly, aside from the Lord, we can do nothing.
而主告诉我们他所做的事我们也要做。
And the Lord said clearly too that whatever he has done, we will be doing too.
他说并且要做比这更大的事。
And we will do even greater things than that.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们有多少的恩赐才干。
Oh, it's not because we have so many talents.
我们怎么可能做比主所做更大的事呢？
How can we do things greater than what Jesus has done?
下面我们就看见主把一个祷告的权柄赐给我们。
And if we read on, you see the Lord has given us authority to pray.
在他的名里面
In his name.
这个名是超乎万民之上的名。
The name that is above all names.
我们可以来祷告。
In this name we can pray.
然后借着祷告叫他的旨意今天能够通行在地上。
And through our prayer his will can be done on earth.
在以赛亚书59章第16节
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 16
这边讲说他见无人拯救无人代求甚为诧异。
Here said he saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene.
神在那里诧异。
God was surprised.
竟然无人代求。
That no one was praying.
今天多少时候我们忽略了代求。
A lot of times we ignore the importance of intercession.
我们忽略了神所赐给我们这么大的一个权柄。
We ignore the great authority that he has entrusted in our hands.
多少时候我们觉得靠自己。
Many times we rely on ourselves.
我们好像要怎么样来努力。
And we feel that we can try hard.
但是到了走投无路了我们才说好那我不得已我只好来要依靠主了。
And we usually don't come to the Lord until we have run out all possible ways.
弟兄姐妹，主告诉我们，第一是要祷告。
But the Lord says, first, you should pray.
我们需要先就来到神的面前。
We need to first come to God for everything.
不一定是在有需要的时候我们才来到神的面前。
We don't come to God because there's a need.
祷告是我们的生活。
But prayer should be our lifestyle.
祷告是我们的生命。
And should be how our life is about.
祷告是我们与主之间那一个亲密的交通。
And it's the intimate fellowship between God and us.
如果没有那样的生活我们也不知道如何摸着他的心意来祷告。
Without truly having a prayerful life, we don't know how to find God's will.
我们知道我们的神，他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
We all know our God. He is the creator of all things.
他是独行其事的神。
And he does things in his own unique way.
但是今天他要我们来祷告。
And now he's inviting us to pray.
叫我们在祷告中来与他同工。
To co-work with him through our prayer.
有时候我们也觉得非常的稀奇。
And a lot of times we are so amazed.
以赛亚书62章第6节和第7节这边写着。
And in Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6 and 7 it says,
耶路撒冷啊我在你城上设立守望的他们昼夜必不静默呼吁耶和华的你们不要歇息。
I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem.They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest.
他下面讲到说，也不要使他歇息。
And give him no rest.
所以，祷告的人不要歇息。
So here, the one who prays will not rest.
神他就不歇息。
So that God cannot rest.
他说只等到他建立耶路撒冷使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
And here says give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth.
神可以自己就完成所有的工作。
God is totally able to finish all the work by himself.
但是神要我们与他同工。
But God wants us to co-work with him.
叫我们不要歇息。
He doesn't want us to rest.
我们不歇息。
Because if we don't rest,
神也不歇息。
God will not rest either.
他要建造他的教会。
He wants to establish his church.
使到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem has become the praise of the earth.
当神的工作完成了。
When God's work is completed,
不是神自己他就完成了这所有的工作。
It is not God who does the work by himself.
今天我们借着祷告在神的工作的里面我们是一同有份的
But through our prayer to God we are his co-workers and partake in this great work
当众圣徒的祷告达到了圆满
And when all the prayer have come to fullness
神的旨意能够成就
The will of God is achieved
在马太福音六章三十三节说你们要先求他的国和他的义
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
说这些东西都要加给你们了。
And all of these things will be added unto you.
神叫我们先为着他的国他的义来祷告。
So the Lord wants us to pray first things regarding his kingdom and righteousness.
先为着他的心意我们向他来求告。
And to ask and plead according to his desire and his heart.
是的我们是可以为我们个人的各样的需要我们也需要来祷告
Indeed, we need to pray for things in our daily needs
但是我们看见祷告里面的次序
But there is an order of prayer
在这里我们认识到说他说第一要为万人祷告
Here Paul says, first of all, pray for everyone
我们为着万人我们知道神有一个心
Because we know in God's heart, he has a will for all men
他是要万人都能够得救
which he wants to save all men
刚刚我们一起读到主教导我们怎么祷告
and we just learned how the Lord taught us how to pray
愿人都尊你的名为圣
and may holy be thy name
今天地上有这么多人他们还不认识我们的主
there are so many people do not truly know our Lord
还有许多的人他们妄称神的名
And a lot of them even call his name in vain.
愿人都尊主的名为
圣。Oh, Father, hallowed be thy name.
今天我们知道神的儿女，我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
And as children of God, we have a hope of glory.
有一天我们的主要回来。
That one day our Lord is coming back.
哦，那一天我们要与主在荣耀里面那样的相会。
And we shall encounter our Lord in his glory that day.
但是对于世界上不信主的人。
But to those who do not believe in the Lord yet.
主的再来不是他们荣耀的盼望。
The second coming of the Lord is not a hope of glory for them.
他若不认识主。
Because if they do not know the Lord.
对他们来讲主再来是恩典的结束。
The Lord's second coming will be an end to all the grace.
是审判的来到。
To those people is the coming of the ultimate judgment.
但是今天主他愿意万人都能够得救。
Yet in God's heart, he wants all men to be saved.
他叫我们第一为着万人来祷告。
So the Lord wants us to pray first for everyone.
在提前第二章第四节开始他讲说他愿意万人得救明白真道
and in verse 4 chapter 2 of 1 Timothy says he wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth
因为只有一位神
because there's only one God
在神和人中间只有一位中保
and one mediator between God and man
乃是降世为人的基督耶稣
it is the man Christ Jesus
他舍自己做万人的赎价
who gave himself as a ransom for all men.
到了时候这是必证明出来。
The testimony given in its proper time.
上一周我们和弟兄姐妹分享这一段的圣经。
And this is the passage we shared with you last Sunday.
主为我们死且死在十字架上。
The Lord died on the cross for us.
他为我们将他的命倾倒出来。
And he poured out his life for us.
他舍了他自己成为这个贵重的赎价。
He gave his life up to be the precious and costly ransom for all.
因为我们的主他不愿意有一个人沉沦。
Because to the Lord, he wants everyone to be saved.
他愿意万人都能够得救。
He wants everyone to be saved.
他完成了所有赎罪的工作。
And he has completed entire work of redemption.
但是我们知道在神那边工作完成了。
So as far as God
of concern, he has done his job.
赎价已经付了。
He has paid the ransom for all.
他已经为我们受了审判。
And he was judged on our behalf.
但是今天人愿不愿意接受这样的一个救赎的工
作？ Now the question is on the man's side, are we willing to accept the work done by God?
愿不愿意接受他成为我们的救主？
Are we willing to accept him as our savior?
这个责任是在人的身上。
And now this is man's responsibility.
神把一个拣选，把一个自由意识赐给人。
God has given man a free choice, a free will.
今天我们需要起来祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray for that.
借着祷告，让人的心能够柔软下来。
Through prayer, man's heart can be softened.
原本好像那坚固的营垒。
It was like strong fortress within them.
今天我们可以来祷告。
Now through our prayer,
让圣灵做人手所不能做的工作。
The Holy Spirit can do things that cannot be done by man.
我们祷告，让人的心预备好了来接受。
We pray for these souls so their hearts can be ready.
我们祷告，让他们脱离仇敌一切的权势。
And we pray that to cut off all the authority and power from the evil one.
今天神真是那么的迫切。
And God's heart is very, very urgent and anxious.
他为人人尝了死味。
Because he has tasted death for all men.
他受了极大的痛苦。
And he has gone through such a great suffering.
他从死亡里面已经出来了。
And he has come out of death for us.
他复活，他升天。
He has been resurrected and he has ascended into heaven.
今天神的儿女有这么坚定的把握。
And as children of God, we have a sure assurance.
我们更要起来迫切的祷告。
And make even right so for us to rise up and pray.
今天主他不是单言不回来。
The Lord is not being slow for not coming back yet.
他乃是宽容。
He is being patient.
他今天在等候。
He is waiting.
他真的是愿意万人都得救。
He wants all men to be saved.
他仍然给我们机会。
So he's giving us more time and opportunity.
所以保罗在这里劝提摩太，第一个，你要为着万人来祷告。
That's why Paul was urging Timothy, first of all, pray for all men.
今天我们可能先为着你最亲的人，你来迫切的祷告。
We can start praying like that for the people that are closest to us.
为你的亲人。
Pray for your loved ones.
为你的朋友。
Pray for your friends.
为你的同事。
Pray for your co-workers.
我们一个一个带到主的面前来祷告。
And little by little, one by one, we bring them to his throne.
我们为着这个国家里面的人。
And we also need to pray for people in this country.
我们为着万人，为着世界上各地的人。
And for everyone in this world.
我们知道神听我们的祷告。
And we know God listens to prayer like that.
他要我们起来祷告。
And he wants us to pray.
让我们知道今天他给我们的使命。
He wants us to know the mission he has entrusted us with.
也是我们的职责。
Also, that is our responsibility.
首先，第一，我们需要为着万人来祷告。
First of all, pray for every man.
因为神他要万人都能够得救。
Because God wants all men to be saved.
他在下面接着讲到说，为君王和一切在位的，我们也要祷告。
And in Paul's urging to Timothy, he says also for kings and all those in authority.
在诗篇72篇第一节，这是一个所罗门的诗。
In Psalm 72 verse 1, it's written by King Solomon.
神啊，求你将判断的权柄赐给王。
Endow the king with your justice, O God.
将公义赐给王的儿子。
The royal son with your righteousness.
那这一篇是为着君王的祷告。
And this is a prayer for the king.
我们知道保罗写这封最后两封书信是在他最后的一段日子。
We know first and second Timothy were the last two letters written by Paul.
那当时候罗马的君王是尼禄王。
And at that time, the Roman emperor was the tyrant Nero.
那尼禄他是一个非常残忍的暴君。
And Nero was very violent.
但是保罗他在这边告诉提摩太。
But even then, Paul told Timothy.
为着君王，为着在上的，你要祷告。
Pray for the kings, pray for those who are having authority.
那今天他也是在这里 提醒我们，劝告我们所有神的儿女。
In the same way, he is reminding us, urging us to do the same.
我们知道代祷是站在被祷告的人那个地位，我们向神来发出呼求。
To intercede for someone is meaning means we stand in the position of that person and cry out to God on his behalf.
那今天有的时候呢，我们说为这个人祷告。
The problem is when we say, let me pray for this person.
特别当你很不喜欢这个人的时候。
And especially when we don't like this person very much.
也许我们的祷告变成说，神啊，你来审判他。
We might end up praying, Lord, that judge him.
来管教他。
Discipline him.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果我们是这样子来祷告。
Oh, brother and sister, if that's the kind of prayer we offer.
我们位置站错了。
We are standing at the wrong place.
那不是真正的代祷。
That is not intercession.
今天无论这个人怎么样。
Doesn't matter the condition of that person.
今天我们真正的代求。
If we are truly an intercessor.
站在他的位置上。
We need to stand at his position.
主啊，我是个罪人。
Acknowledging that, Lord, I am a sinner.
主啊，我需要你的拯救。
Oh, Lord, I need your salvation.
我需要你真的是一步一步的来带领。
And I need you to lead me down step by step.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要为着君王，为着在上的，我们来祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for the king, for the rulers, for those who are in authority.
让他们有一个敬畏的心。
So that they can have a fear toward the Lord.
让他们在每一个决定上能够合乎神的旨意。
And every decision they make will be in accordance to God's will.
所以我们刚刚讲到今天主教导我们祷告。
So we just shared how the Lord taught us how to pray.
让他的国能够降临。
So that his kingdom may come.
是的，什么叫做神的国呢？
What does it mean by the kingdom of God?
神的国就是神掌权的这一个实际。
God's kingdom is where God rules.
神的国在属天的境界，神完全的掌权。
In the heavenly realm, absolutely God rules there.
但是今天我们要祷告，让他的国能够降临。
But now, through our prayer, we want His kingdom to come to earth.
叫他的国度今天在人的中间能够执掌他的权柄。
So His kingdom can be ruling among men on earth.
我们需要为这个来祷告。
We need to pray for that to happen.
是的，我们的生命是属天的。
And we have a heavenly life.
是的，今天我们蒙恩得救了以后呢，神将我们从世界中分别出来。
And after we've been saved, the Lord has set us apart from the world.
我们是不属于这个世界。
So we no longer belong to this world.
所以有一些基督徒他就讲说，基督徒是不应该参与政治的。
That's why a lot of Christians feel that they should not participate in politics.
那政治却影响我们每一天的生活。
Yet politics affects our daily life.
政治在很多我们从食衣住行到我们的思想、我们的言行各方面，其实都会影响我们。
And politics or political decisions have impact on every aspect of our lives.
我们如果大家在加州哈，就知道说，在2014年呢，曾经通过了一个47号的法案。
And for those who live in California, back then, you might remember in 2014, they passed this Proposition 47.
那它的内容呢，有人总结一下，就是950块以下呢，是不入罪的这个法案。
And some people call it in short that the act that actually forgive those who have committed crime that the damage is cost less than $950.
当时通过有超过59%的比率。
At time of voting, 59% of the people voted for this proposition.
那我想大家也带着一个非常正面、非常好的一个期望。
With a very positive expectation for the result of the proposition.
因为他在开始的时候呢，那个官方给他的一个名称叫做安全社区和学校法。
Because initially, they gave that proposition a name, which was, is Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act.
那但是实行了之后，
But after it has been voted for,
很多人就讶异说，我们为什么会赞成这样的一个法案呢？
And carried out in our community life, a lot of people became amazed and surprised that why did we approve such a proposition in the first place?
因为产生了很多 财务的侵害、破坏、犯罪率的增加等等的事情。
Because it has so many adverse impacts in the community. For example, increase the crime rate and increase the vandalism in the community.
到底有没有公平，有没有公义呢？
And you wonder, where is righteousness? Where is justice?
但是也许我们都要承认，当初我们根本没有好好的读它的内容。
Then we need to confess that we didn't bother to read or understand the details of this proposition.
你看到他写社会安全，那肯定是不错的。
Because they titled the proposition as safe neighborhoods.
今天我们可以说，你就算读懂了，读了很清楚，你还是决定这个是好的。
And you know, even if we study in details, fully understand what the proposition is about, you still determine that this is a good proposition.
每一个人都有他的权利。
Everybody has their right to make that decision.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们要提醒或者提醒我们自己。
But while we need to remind ourselves and one another,
今天讲到政治，讲到这些不是事不关己，我们漠不关心的。
Is that we should not be indifferent.To the law, to the propositions, to things around us.
基督徒有他的责任的。
Because as Christians, we still have responsibilities on earth.
但是我们要知道，我们不是在那里辩论，我们不是在那里争吵。
But I'm not saying we should argue or debate with others.
第一是要起来祷告。
The first and the most important thing is to pray.
我们不赞成在教会弟兄姐妹中间来辩论这些事情。
And we do not agree to have brothers and sisters having arguments over politics.
但是我们第一需要起来祷告。
Instead, we should first pray for it.
求主恩待我们，怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy and grace on us.
当我们还有选举的这样的一个权利的时候，
As long as he has given us the right to vote,
我们也需要尽我们的那一个职责。
We need to carry out that responsibility faithfully.
我们祷告神的旨意能够行在地上。
And we should pray that Lord, may your will be done on earth in my community.
他的生命，他的性情，今天不会跟我们所投出来的是违背的。
And we should pray that our vote does not disagree or not in compliance with God's nature.
这是我们的祷告。
And that is our prayer to God.
那今天他讲到说，为君王和一切在位的要起来祷告。
So Paul urged Timothy to pray for the kings and those who in authority.
我们不是在那里争辩，不是在那里闲谈，不是在那里批评。
We're not asking people to argue, to gossip, to criticize.
我们需要起来祷告。
But to rise up and pray.
他讲到说，敬虔、端正、平安度日。
So that you may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness.
我们祷告神的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
That's why we pray that the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven.
今天神的旨意要在地上能够通行。
In order for God's will to prevail on earth,
需要神的儿女起来祷告。
Children of God, we need to pray.
我们不只需要有一个祷告的生活。
Not only we have a prayerful lifestyle.
那我们自己需要有一个敬虔的生活。
Also, we need to have a godly lifestyle.
所以这两方面都非常非常的重要。
These two aspects are equally important.
我们的生活如果是违背神的，远离神的。
If the way we live is far away from God.
我们没有可能有真实的祷告献在神的面前。
There's no way we can have true effective prayer before God.
同时若是我们真实的悔改，真实的匍匐在主的脚前，
And if we truly repent and bow ourselves to him,
然后我们向他来呼求，
When we cry out to him,
我们知道靠着我们自己我们不能做什么，
We know that we can never do anything on our own,
但是我们让他的能力今天借着我们能够流露出来，
But through us the power of God can be seen.
那这种的祷告
And this kind of prayer.
这种的与主交通。
And this kind of fellowship with the Lord.
让我们有一个敬虔的心。
And will create in us a reverence, a fear for him.
在提前第三章十六节。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
他说大哉敬虔的奥秘。
Oh, the mystery of godliness is great.
就是神在肉身显现。
He appeared in a body.
那这个奥秘曾经显现在主的身上。
And this mystery was revealed on Jesus before.
他道成了肉身。
How he became a flesh.
他在肉身的里面将这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
How he manifests this glorious God in his flesh.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one had seen God before that.
只有在父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
Until the Son of God showed forth his glory.
那这句话今天也说到一个敬虔的奥秘。
And that also explains this mystery of godliness.
要显在每一位神儿女的身上。
And this godliness can be seen on all the children of God.
他叫我们敬虔端正。
He wants to be godliness, to be godly and holy.
那这个敬虔就是像神。
And godly is to be like God.
叫我们在地上过每一天的生活。
So when we live our days on earth,
不是我们自己在活，乃是基督在我们里面活。
It is not we who live, but Christ that lives in us.
那这个敬虔是道成肉身，是让神从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And this godliness is the actualization of the word become flesh, where Jesus can be seen through us.
当保罗在提前第二章，他接下来他讲到说，他愿男人无愤怒，无争论。
And Paul says, I want men everywhere without anger or dispute.
那也许讲到很多时候一讨论到政治啊，难免有很多的愤怒，有很多的争论。
Every time when we come to the topic of politics, there's this very common of anger or disputes.
他说愿意男人呢无愤怒无争论。
But here says, I want men everywhere without anger or disputing.
举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
But to lift up holy hands in prayer.
圣洁的手。
Holy hand.
跟祷告这两个都非常非常的重要。
And are equally important with the prayer.
今天我们不能活在罪中，然后我们向神来祷告。
We can't be praying to God when we still live in sin.
今天我们真实的祷告能够拯救我们脱离所有罪恶的捆绑。
True and honest prayer can set us free from the bondage of sin.
举起圣洁的手。
Raise a holy hand in prayer.
随处祷告。
Everywhere.
弟兄姐妹，今天叫我们有一个敬虔的生活。
And therefore, brother and sister, in order to have a godly lifestyle.
虽然这边讲到男人。
Here,And he was referring to men.
但是我们知道这属灵的原则是对着每一位神的儿女。
But the spiritual principle applies to all children of God.
是的，今天主将我们从世界中分别出来。
Yes, the Lord has set aside from this world.
他不叫我们沾染世界上的污秽。
He doesn't want us to partake in the filthiness of sins of this world.
我们是独居的民。
And we are uniquely living people.
不列在万民之中的。
And we're not among all nations.
但是今天我们摸着了神的心意。
So that we can feel the heart of the Lord.
最重要第一，他叫我们为着万人来祷告。
And for us, the most important thing is to pray for all people.
因为他愿意万人都能够得救。
Because our God wants all men to be saved.
他叫我们认识到说，所有世界上的人，今天主何等的爱他们。
And he wants us to realize that he wants all people to know how God loves them.
他真的是需要我们祷告，好叫他们能够心意回转。
So God needs us to pray to turn their hearts toward Him.
真的叫万膝都要跪拜。
So all knees can bow.
万口都要承认。
And all tongues confess.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
愿人都称他的名为圣。
May all acknowledge that He is holy.
他要我们为着君王，为着在上的来祷告。
And God wants us also pray for rulers, for the kings, and those who are in authority.
我们知道我们的主他是真的君王。
And we know that our Lord is the true King.
他要我们认识到说，他要我们祷告，让他的国度能够降临。
So He wants to understand this. He desires for us to pray that His kingdom can come.
他的国能够借着人在地上能够掌权。
And His kingdom can be seen and working through men.
至高者在人的国中来掌权。
So the Most High can rule among men.
他叫我们为着在上的来祷告。
Therefore, he asks us to pray those who are in authority.
基督徒有我们的职责。
Therefore, Christians, we have this responsibility.
今天借着祷告，让神的旨意能够通行在地上。
Through prayer, the Lord's will can be done on earth.
叫我们能够敬虔端正。平安的度日
so that we may live peaceful lives on earth in godliness and holiness.
让他的荣耀，他的圣洁，今天从神儿女的身上能够彰显出来。
So his holiness and his glory can be seen through his children.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
我们需要一同来到主的面前。
Therefore, we need to come to the Lord together.
我们知道祷告做的事，我们的手不能做。
We know prayer can do things that man's hand cannot do.
每一次我们祷告。
Every time when we pray.
我们推动那宇宙中最大的、最有能力的那一个手。
We're moving the hands that move all things.
今天借着祷告，我们与神同工。
Through prayer, we can work with God.
借着祷告，叫他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
And through prayer, His will can be done on earth as it's in heaven.
所以一面我们看见在末后的世代。
So on one hand, look at this end days.
不法的事增多。
A lot of illegal things are happening.
有许多的灾难。
A lot of disasters are happening.
有许多人与人中间、国与国中间的那个争执。
A lot of strife and conflicts are happening among nations, among peoples.
但是我们不是只是关心这些外面的。
Yeah, we should not just care about these things.
我们不是只是批评论断。
We don't just chat about it or criticize about them.
弟兄姐妹，神要我们负起我们的责任。
Instead, God wants us to carry our responsibility.
第一是要来祷告。
First of all, to pray.
今天如果是我们不祷告，
If we do not pray,
我们就落在和他们一样的光景的里面。
We fall into the same condition as those people.
神要我们起来。
But the Lord says, rise up!
Oh, 弟兄姐妹，借着祷告。
Oh, through prayer.
叫他的旨意能够通行。
May his will be done among us.
愿人都尊他的名为圣。
May all men honor his name holy.
愿他的国降临。
May his kingdom come.
愿他的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
May his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们一起在主面前有一点的祷告。
Let us pray together before the Lord.
主，早上我们一同来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, we come to you this morning.
我们向你承认过去我们有多少的罪。
We confess that we have sinned so much.
我们有多少的亏欠。
And we have come short of your glory many times.
我们忽略了祷告。
And we ignore the importance of prayer.
多少时候我们在那里评论，在那里抱怨。
A lot of times we criticize, we complain.
但是主，求主今天你得着我们的心。
But the Lord, today we say, obtain our hearts.
要我们起来祷告。
Help us to rise up and pray.
要为着万人祷告。
Pray for all the people.
为着君王，为着在上的祷告。
For the kings, for the rulers, for those who are in authority.
为着你的名能够被尊为圣祷告。
So that your name can be honored.
愿你的国度能够降临我们来祷告。
So that your kingdom can come upon us.
愿你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上，我们要向主来呼求。
So that your will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主，我们把自己交在你的手里面。
Lord, we entrust ourselves in your hands.
求主得着我们。
Oh Lord, receive us.
在世界上我们能够敬虔度日。
So that we can live a godly and a holy life on earth.
叫你荣美的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So your beautiful life can be manifested through us.
Oh, 基督耶稣，你是我们的主。
Oh, Christ Jesus, you are our Lord.
你的生命美得胜过了仇敌。
And through your great virtue, you have overcome the foes.
今天你掌权在我们的身上。
And the same way you will rule in our lives.
借着你的儿女们，你能够掌权在全地。
We pray that through us, your children, you can rule over the land.
让众人在世界上，他们能够蒙恩，能够得救。
So that people in this world can be saved.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我们来唱诗歌，我以祷告来到你的跟前。
I sing this hymn, I come to you through prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我们盼望在唱的时候，我们真的把我们自己献给主。
And while we sing this song, offer ourselves to the Lord.
求主得着我们，成为一个祷告的人。
And pray that He will obtain us as a prayer warrior.
求主这样变我们的生活，叫我们敬虔端正，在世平安度日。
Ask the Lord to change us so that we can live a peaceful and quiet life in holiness and godliness on earth.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of you.
For every time I pray, I move the hand of God. My prayer does the things my hands cannot do. For every time I pray,The mountains are removed, the paths are made straight, and nations turn to you. They turn to you.